Old habits are hard. Forgive me on breakfast. Good morning, Velase. How are you?
I'm good, and you're feeling
good. This is not your auntie's book club. We talk about the dominant streaming space that is keeping us binging over the weekends, and it being Friday, we're looking forward to having a couple shows to watch. Now, I was very intrigued to chat to you because your excitement about a particular show on Twitter caught my eye. It was nostalgic, yes. And I thought even my auntie in her book club would enjoy this. Take a listen to this track right here. Oh, so exciting, Velase. So Dolly Parton's Heartstrings is coming to Netflix. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes. So apparently, towards the end of November, Netflix will be putting out what they're calling an anthology series of mini movies that are based on Dolly Parton's iconic songs from her career that spans, I don't know, 30, 40 years at this point.
Mm-hmm. Now, each episode, as I understand it, will be named after...
It's a bit confusing at this point exactly how this is good, what this is going to look like, because from what I've read, it's going to be mini episodes, mini movies based on the songs, but also the songs are the movies themselves are going to be telling us a little bit about Dolly's her thinking when she wrote the songs. And they also get, there's going to be narration by Dolly, so like what the actual final finished product is going to look like is a bit opaque at this moment, but I'm ready to take whatever they're willing to give us, because all the Dolly content you can give me, I'm willing to take.
Same here. I will consume those 8 episodes in a night. She's iconic, as you say, and what a great nostalgic moment. Let us know out there what your favorite Dolly Parton song is. And of course, Islands in the Stream is always going to be a classic that she did with Kenny Rogers. Please tell us on a more serious note about Unbelievable.
Yes, Unbelievable is a Netflix series that dropped. It's a mini series, I think. I think they're just going to be running this one season. Mm-hmm. It dropped a couple of weeks ago. It's based on a true life story that was an in-depth Pulitzer Prize winning investigation from 2015. And it's the story of a rape investigation. I do have to, from the get-go, just give the trigger warning to people. It is an incredibly triggering show. If it's something that, sexual assault and that kind of thing is something that you struggle with, you just got to know that going into it. But it's so moving. Because this story, what the show does, it tells you two separate stories that are connected. It tells you in the beginning a rape investigation that went wrong in all the ways that a rape investigation could go wrong. And then it shows you how a rape investigation, that same investigation into that same rape should have been done with the care and mindfulness of what people who've survived sexual assault need to deal with.
So this is then, unfortunately, but fortunately, a story for our times.
Yes,
and even by the title, that it exposes I guess the lesson that the show is trying to show us is in how many ways the judicial system and society deem rape accusers as unbelievable, and shows all the reasons that they might not want to come forward.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm excited to see this, and I think people who are rape accuser doubters probably need to see it more than anybody else.
You know, that is a very good point, because that first two episodes where you're seeing the rape investigation going entirely wrong, you get to see like how it is when you start thinking like perhaps maybe no, it's a lie, it's not true. You can see how that kind of thinking can totally derail a person's story.
Correct, and it becomes systemic, right? Throughout the
exactly,
yeah. And then finally, oh my gosh, I Google my symptoms all the time. But this is a bit of a quirky show. Yeah, no, we were talking about it with Mario yesterday. You're just like, runny nose. And then if you scroll enough through the internet, finally you find that you've got a flesh-eating disease.
Yes, no, I was at the doctor last week.
Yeah?
And the doctor actually asked me, are you sure this is what you have? Did you just Google something? And I'm like, no, I didn't Google. I promise you, I did not Google.
Hilarious. But from the New York Times, another Netflix series called Diagnosis. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's a show that's based on on a New York Times Magazine column written by Dr. Lisa Sanders. So essentially what it is, she gets people who have like medical mysteries. They've gone to the doctor. They have done all the tests that the doctors have suggested, and they don't know. They still don't have a diagnosis. Essentially, they don't know what is wrong with them. They write into Dr. Lisa Sanders. She then she writes a column about it, puts it out on the internet. It gets published by the New York Times, obviously, and people write in. She crowdsources people saying, well, from across the world, wow, from medical professionals, and also just like your lay people who've had, because all of us have had medical issues. So right, there may be something that like doctors may not have thought of, particularly niche like illness, something like that. And then it's just like the story, like it's 7 episodes long. Ranging from, there's one gentleman who was, it turned, at the end, the diagnosis that they came up with was he had Gulf War syndrome. And then there's another episode with a little girl who had this kind of weird narcolepsy type thing. And it turned, they found a family that in Belgium that had, that went through the same thing. And it's just, it's a very well done show, but it's a procedural, because we started with a mystery. And the mystery gets solved throughout the episode. It's also just very heartwarming. I mean, not all of it doesn't always have a happy ending. Let's put it that way, because you're dealing with people's real life medical issues.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting and fascinating show, and I really hope they do another season of it.
I'm with you. I mean, it sounds fantastic. I guess it's already out, hey?
Yes.
And I love it because, as you say, you've got the medical side, which I think we're all absolutely obsessed with, if ER, the success of ER and Grey's Anatomy and the like, or anything to go by. And then, of course, you've got the mystery side of things, which I guess if people watching crime shows that are so popular or anything to go by. So a beautiful mix. And then the human interest story as well, as you rightly say. And we're going through it as human beings. Nice to see something other than a Wall Street story or how to get away with murder. fantastic selection there of something to look forward to in Dolly Parton's Heartstrings. Something that you've loved and unbelievable, and something just a little bit quirky in Diagnosis. All three of those on Netflix. Vela Sepepeta, our TV guru, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
All right.
Alrighty. Now, wonderful WhatsApps that were coming through already from you saying, how beautiful. Thank you, Elsie. She says, how beautiful to hear young people so excited about an artist that's been around for half a century. Too excited. She has earned her place in our hearts. Gab says, favorite Dolly Parton song is definitely Jolene. Same. Dolly's Finest from somebody else's, no doubt, Light of a Clear Blue Morning from 1977. And Jen says, my favorite is Joshua. A weird talk singing song that just makes me happy. And then on the TV shows we're talking about, Refula says Diagnosis is definitely a binge-worthy docu, and there is potential for the same formula to work well for a local production with Prime Media. My bosses love you already. Bring us the script. Amina says, good morning, Refilwe. I like that song, Jolene. The lyrics is a warner for those women who want to interfere with another woman's love partner. I hear you, Amina. But those love partners need to also keep it in there.